But that false faith is a Christian. And that Christian is something great for his life. I was ready for his life. I'm so thankful to all of our sins.
The possible circumstances in Philippians 1, where we are, we're going to be in 12 to 17 today, but remember, he is back in Acts 21. Remember, the prophet Simeon, all the way to get there from Judea, and you see in Acts 21:11, coming to us, he took Paul's belt, bound his own feet, and said, "This is what the Holy Spirit says. In this way, the Jews of Jerusalem will abide the man who holds this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles." Paul knew what was going on. Nothing called him to Jerusalem. Paul wasn't. The Trinity of prophets worshipped. He was falsely accused by the minister who prophesied, "Now, Israel, come to our aid. This is the man who preaches for all men everywhere to destroy evil. The law in this place, and besides, he's given blood grace to the temple to defile the holy place. Here comes days of this place, this place by the special law of the death. Besides that, if Paul, the Roman citizen, requests this case to be reviewed by Caesar, he is still subject to beatings. He saw Satan. And when following the sail to Rome as a prisoner of war, he's a storm at sea, remember, and then the shipwreck. And so he arrives in Rome, a shackled prisoner chained to a guard. I wonder what I would be thinking. I wonder what my attitude would be. I wonder what your attitude would be. We've pretty much established that Paul really loved this local church, this local church right here. They're concerned enough about him to say yes. And it's been now almost 4 years since they've left the city. There's no commission. There's no evil. There's no peace message. I mean, the religion wasn't crazy. It's never been like that. Has been martyred. Was he free? Was he ministering in another country? The Philippians had no way of knowing until they received his letter. Even if they received the letter, they don't even know what his condition is. They know what his condition was when he came away. And now you read this, and these threats were read aloud. To get through the first 11 verses, so he's getting his message. About their beloved spiritual father. So I'm imagining the levels right after the beginning. priests, all the faithful, that's Jesus, who are in Philippi, including the overseers of the duties, great feast, and peace from God and the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, this is just what I've done to him. In all my remembrance of this, always offering prayer of joy in my every prayer for you all. And here's your participation in the gospel for the first day of the day. For that comment of this very good thing, and you who begin in the world of Jesus will perfect into the day of Christ in the future. So it's only right for me to know this way about you, because it's not in my heart. Since both of my discipline and then the defense and the confirmation of the gospel, you are all partakers of grace with me. For God is my witness, how I long for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discretion, so that you may approve the things that are before you in order to be sincere and blameless with the faith of Christ. Has it been fruit of the fruit of righteousness which comes through Jesus Christ in glory? And praise of God, it's quite an introduction to the heart. You still don't know what's going on before. No question. Many experience of anxiety. You're wondering, okay, how important is it? What's happening? You get a grand opening. The same as the legalist for our participation in the fellowship of the gospel. He's paid for it. How is he? That's right. Now, he wants you to know gradually. My circumstances have turned out to the greater progress of the gospel. So that my imprisonment in the cause of Christ has become well known throughout the whole territory of the gospel. To everyone else. And that most of the brethren, trusting in the Lord because of my imprisonment, has far more praise to speak the word of God out here. Some to be sure I preach in Christ in the name of Christ, some for goodwill, the latter do it out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel, the former for praise of Christ, for selfish ambition, rather than from pure motives, thinking to cause me distress in my imprisonment. My question, who is something every morning, whether the pretense to truth, Christ is proclaimed, if this I rejoice, yes, I will rejoice. How so, Paul? How is it that the gospel presents Christianity? Yet amongst it, the body contains the lies, the misrepresentations, the deceitfulness, the misdemeanors of justice, the truth which pours the protection from traveling the gospel, the mental turmoil of appealing to Jesus against the Lord Jesus. And here is the best. We have triumph of wickedness. The continuous question of the truth. How can that? How must that serve to advance the gospel? Paul says, "Oh, for the peace of the Lord, you brought the gospel to the emperor's greatest army. Don't let for 2 years I can hold wrist to wrist with God. I've been in a house arrest, but it's a different after different collection. As a part of my priest, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the guards change shifts every 4 months. They know that I'm in prison because of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and God is calling them to himself. The Holy Spirit is working in a profound way." So he's talking about the Praetorian Guard here. So the Imperial Guard of Rome, instituted by Augustus Caesar, originally their tetrarchy, taking troops, destroying the theologian with a bomb itself. Augustus kept them dispersed around Rome and the neighboring towns. Tiberius had concentrated them in Rome, especially built and fortified them, and raised their number to 16,000. He served for 12 years and then for 15 years, and at the close of the term, they were Roman citizens and they received a boatload of money. Later, he became nearly the emperor's private bodyguard. And it was the prefect of the Praetorian Guard, the commanding officer, that Paul was handed over to when he arrived in Rome. How else do you think the gospel could get to those guys? Christ is dead and in the midst of our circumstances, whatever it may be, we also go through our God is doing. Let me get a glimpse that looking back, that's true for us as it was for the apostle, looking back, we can see that he who began a good work in us will take it to completion. So even Paul here, looking to the immediate past, he thinks that his choices have brought the gospel to the most elite guard in the city. Guard that was under typical circumstances just a few years ago. But so loved them that he sent Paul there in chains to preach. Paul's in chains, but the word of God is not. Paul's in chains, the word of God is not, the word of God. God cannot be tested. It will not be tested. It will not be altered. No man, no evil. It won't be spread of sin. There is no better struggle to stop the word. Look at me, please, in verse 14. When the word is preached in spite of opposition, who believes on God? That most of the brethren, trusting in the Lord because of my discipline, have had more courage to speak the word of God without fear. When people are around other people who are being, in some way, crushed somehow because of the word of God, it's painful for those that are around them to say, I see that on the mission field. I see that when we're working to in the Dominican Republic, and people who would typically be very timid, and then all of a sudden they're not timid anymore. And they're preaching the gospel, and it's not a great place to be. We need mentors. We need role models. We need to hear how others are preaching and teaching and reaching the world. And when we do, we are encouraged to speak the word without fear. It can be Christian church. So many of the places, isn't it? It's about going through. We should be encouraged to speak the word without fear. There is that hearing the fellowship of the gospel and it's an encouragement to live for Christ. Believers in Rome have become much more courageous in the public testimony. It's remarkable. During this great trial in the apostle's life, he's able to focus on what God is doing and how God's using circumstances to reach lost people. Paul's suffering is not languishing under the circumstances. He's victoriously living a life that came to Christ, and we are called to be the same. Or book Place of Skeptics. He recounts this experience of the missionary family. Must have asked, what's better? He must have asked him several times across the right says, and this inner husband were missionaries of Western Europe, he began to have pain in her back. When the pain became so unbearable, she could no longer function, even with muscle relaxes and x-rays, revealed a tumor, suffered greatly, but attached himself to this medical. Surgery would entail meeting with the operation was considered routine, not particularly high rate, but something went wrong. Then went into the strict room, paralyzed and trusted, and not long after she had a message, she returned back to the stage with the five children, where she could be cared for. later. An ex-husband invited me to his farm to get a boat to set it in a way. I had always admired him, but very much he refused. Yes, let me make fixings for that he wouldn't numb all his life. But I wasn't sure what to expect from a visit, which he would we only be able to get things for 2 minutes? What I expected when I felt in their home was a beautiful picture of a woman whose outward expression revealed little of her physical life. During my 5-hour visit, I met her as a gracious hostess who shared my story with the person. She told how when she first came out of surgery, she and everyone else focused on testing for time. Thinking of her. The last thing we had was that she was confined to 24-hour care home. She became very depressed. Most people stopped connecting with her. The lives moved on. All the best came to a screeching halt. Bottle pops, missing a trigger. I felt that I was left with three choices. Kill myself, or isn't the terrible suffering for all of us. To bend on the face that God merely exists by the edge of us, or from my decisions to discover God. Slowly reading the Bible again through the letters, the lens of pain and suffering, when I saw the God who was familiar with all of it. I felt my pain and suffering had taken me to a place where God could never be found. Instead, it was a place where He became more real to me than I thought of. People live above their circumstances every day by the power of the living Christ, who has given us a reason. Spend your life for Him. The thing is, does God understand that pain? Do you really understand? God's not right. I could never myself believe in God that they're not for the cross. In a real world of pain, how could one worship a God who is immune to it? My prayer is to God to that lonely, twisted, tortured figure on the cross, nails through hands, feet, back, blasted again. Latest rent, ground, limping from thorn bricks, mouth dry, intolerably thirsty, plunged into God's affecting darkness. That is the God for me. He thinks by His miracles, He has to call the world reflection of our perspective, freedom, understanding our purpose, beginning to realize what Christ really, 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 really did for us. It changes how we live, how we respond to pain, emotional and physical. How we talk to one another, how we speak to one another, it changes. How we live, it changes how we bless it. It changes how we respond to those who don't like us. It changes how we respond to our feelings. This is a prayer written by a Serbian author, I can't pronounce his name, Nikolai something, and he spoke out against the Nazis in the 1940s. In 1941, with German occupation of Yugoslavia, Nikolai was arrested and sentenced to imprisonment in the infamous Dachau prison camp in Germany. He spent 2 years there, witnessing the suffering from the cruelest torture. After the war, he traveled to the United States and taught in various Serbian ministries and seminaries. He died at 56. Nothing is great. That's my own support. He's my best friend and director of study. And he's driven me into your embrace more than friends have. Friends have found me to earth. Enemies have pushed me from earth. Mocked all my experiences in the world, just as a hunted animal finds its safe shelter. But I'm more than a hunted animal, so have I, persecuted by others, found the sickest spectrum, having entrusted myself to use your tabernacle where either friends or enemies can slay their soul. Bless my beautiful Lord. Do you like my soul? Do you like my soul? 3:6, he says, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. And this one, the chief off of the other one, it takes away your coat, your own hold is still from you. Jesus said, everyone will ask you, whoever takes away what is yours, do have it in the back. Treat others the same way you want them to treat you. It's amazing. How often do you have the opportunity to ask for the Father? How much more often than you ask? Do it. We think, well, you know, that's how I work through my life. And the rest is way worse either. That's the reason Christ is in. Yes, you know, here's Paul. Living this out while in prison. Yes, the glory of God heard the gospel. Yes, the gospel was given to the world. But not all who preach the gospel wanted to call faith. Not all who preach the gospel love Paul. That's what they did. Look at verse 15. He's speaking about believers in Rome. Some to be sure are preaching Christ even from envy and strife. They were jealous of Paul. Some from goodwill, and I do it of love, knowing that I'm appointed for the defense of the gospel before them, proclaiming Christ out of selfish ambition and wanted to be seen as better than Paul. Causing any distress in my life. This is a good word. What do you make it that? Hope it to be filled with by those who are envious of Paul. You know, go to a pastor's convention. And it's not hard, but it's, you know, meet somebody and they say, what's the difference? What is it in a church? What is it in a church? What is it in a church? Somewhere else. It's unbelievable. And then the church gets fed up today. Church is fed up today. And the church is fed up today. Church is fed up today. You know, the weird deal is that Jesus has asked church is fed up today. Maybe the church is fed up today. This big man, I want to be. That's the way people take it up. To be responsible for it. Christ has self-sufficient in the head of Paul, to see him in his imprisonment as an opportunity to do so, as he begins to reconcile with spiritual health, maturity, or the qualifications to teach, and he chooses. But look at Paul's response. He's requesting him to give him the flow. All strong personalities, all strong personalities, have those who love them and those who dislike them. Motive is important. Motive is not the issue. This is truth. I love you, hard times, to disagree, but what is more important is truth. So long as it's true, the gospel that we preach, God will do this. And don't be. Anyway, God will remove them. We just truth. To embrace and cheer on those who preach Christ, those who advance the gospel, in denominations that we may not want. We're agreed. We're having some serious theological discussion about what Christ is going to do, and we're getting all from the fifth year, all that kind of stuff. No, I'm just going to pray for you. So understand that Paul doesn't lack the courage to confront these men. This is the guy who confronted Peter. He corrected Peter's bad doctrine. This is the man who battled fiercely against the circumcision party in Galatians. There's a critical difference between bad doctrine Father, you word that you give us, the power of the scripture, the power of fellowship with other believers, the ability to transcend those who dislike us and to just, because of your spirit within us, that's a patient. And move on. But I pray that each one of us hears this. Would it some way be changed for you? From God. That's a poor person. But first, we need to hear the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pray, Father, that be anyone here today hearing these words. Who does not know you, and this is foreign to them, that they would be the next day. Repent. Make sure that you accept their lives for the first day. With a simple question, take it. May the God of peace, that rose again from the dead, O Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of his sheep, with the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to his will, working to that which is well pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory.